Being a pickle maiden, Gus's daughter, I'll tell you how pickles are made. Well, there are half-sour pickles, there are green pickles, there are sour pickles, there are sour pickles. How they are made? Well, in back of the store, my father had these big wooden barrels put in the Kukes and Kirby's, I should say. And then he had all these spices that he put into the barrel, and he stirred and stirred and stirred. At my age, all I knew was, that's how you make pickles. Please don't ask me anything further about how pickles are made. And of course, being Gus Pickles, there was none finer. The taste, the seasoning, the crispness, the freshness, the best Kukes that you could buy. That was very, very important to have the very best. And that helped to make it excellent.
The first time that I was fired, I was a school-age kid, and my dad asked if I could help at the store for a bit, and I did, but I was playing with my yo-yo, and it fell into one of the pickle barrels. Well, I was really horrified, and I didn't want to say anything, and it just clunked down, so I didn't say anything. Well, my father, however, when he went to scoop out some pickles, out popped a yo-yo on top of all the pickles. Needless to say, I was fired from the store for the first time. The second time I was fired from the store was when I sold a jar of mustard, which I didn't know the price of. I knew the prices of the other things, and he had to be away for only 5 minutes. And just that time, someone came by to buy the mustard. And it looked like a big jar, so I said $10. That was the last time I ever worked there. The mustard sold for about $4.50. And my father was horrified that I had overcharged a customer. That was the end of my ever working behind the stand at the pickle store. My father came to America from Poland when he was 21 years old. He didn't have a job. He had nothing. When he was in shul, which is temple, synagogue, he was approached by one of his landsmen from Poland who said to him, would you like to have a job? Would you like to have a business? And my father said, of course. And he set him up with a pickle pushcart. The pushcart was located, obviously, by a building, and the man on the second floor of the building offered to have my father's pushcart lit. And he did that by plugging in a plug, and the extension cord went down to the pushcart, and my father had for 6 months a wonderful lit pushcart. It was really terrific. He could keep his store open longer. He then met my mother, fell in love, and when the man on the second floor understood that my father was going to marry my mother and not his daughter, he pulled the plug, the end of the lit pushcart.
Before every holiday, it was an amazement just seeing the lines of people wanting to buy pickles. The line was down the block, and it's in the winter time, it was cold, and I'm putting my hands in the brine, and it's freezing, and everyone's rushing because they're cold, and I'm telling them, you're cold, I'm colder because I'm putting my hands in the pickle barrel. But it was beautiful to see so many customers and the wonderful accolades my father got, not only for the best pickles, but also for the best person. It was always fun. I'll remember those times forever.